This is the World of Cheer podcast, and I'm David Hanbury, your host. The World of Cheer is brought to you by the Open Championship Series. If you haven't already checked out the Open Championship Series, you're going to want to. The series is comprised of hundreds of events, some even close to you, and you can build your season with points and rankings as you build discounts and credits to help you attend one of the Open Cheer and Dance Championships at the end of your season. It's a new way to compete, and I really believe it's going to change the world of cheer. If you're listening to the World of Cheer podcast, then we want to hear from you. We want to hear about stories and ideas and feedback of our podcast and what you would like to cover next. Getting in touch with us is super simple. It's all done by social media. You can follow us at the World of Cheer on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We look forward to communicating with you in these ways, and we look forward to adding all of the great things that you want to talk about right here on the World of Cheer podcast. All right, guys, welcome back to the World of Cheer podcast. This is David Hanbury, and I'm your host. This is a special edition of the World of Cheer podcast where we're going to go over a survey that we went out and the results of that survey. This is the only place you're going to be able to find the results of our end of the year championship survey. So we hope you pay attention and listen. I'm going to break down the responses to each question and give just a small amount of commentary on what we have found out in this survey. So we sent out a survey. It's the end of the year championship survey. The first question that we ask, obviously, was, are you a coach? And if you are actually a coach or gym owner in cheer dance, then we allowed you to continue the survey. So the second question was, has your program attended an end of the season championship in any of the last three seasons? Out of this, 86% said that they had, while 13% said that they have not. Meaning, obviously, the overwhelming majority of people are going to end-of-the-year championships. This is the last three seasons. One of the, I guess, reasons that more people don't go to that is because we do have half-year prep teams and rec teams, and some teams that only choose to compete locally or choose to have an earlier season ending. So I do think that we have a really good response with 86% of the people. So we'll continue with that. The third question was, what end of the season championship has your program attended in the last three seasons? This one was super interesting. I'm going to pull it up and break it down. I think we had over 20 responses with this, tons of responses, meaning that a lot of people choose very different options in different parts of the country. The top of our list was, I believe, U.S. Finals, and that was only 20% of our respondents. Summit, D1 Summit was 10%. D2 Summit was around 20%. This is in the past 3 years. Worlds was 11%, which I thought was kind of funny because the same number of people are ending their season at Worlds as they are at some of these other events. But the overwhelming, more than 50% of the people picked many different options from many different companies and many different places all over the United States. And I thought that that was very interesting. To me, it seems like people are looking at choices and also value. So that leads us to our fourth question. Do you plan on attending an end of the season championship this season? This is, keep in mind, the people who responded to the questions with the majority of those who attend end of the season events in the past three seasons. 76% of the people said yes, 23 and some minuscule percent said no. So that means, you know, almost 4 out of 5 people do not plan on attending an end of the season championship with their team or their program this season. Found that interesting too. But as we look, you know, a lot of these are businesses, small businesses, and they're doing what's best to keep their business doors open and keep their clients happy. So that's understandable. A lot of schools and studios do not go the route of end of the season championships and stick to regional and local. So I think, you know, now 3 out of 4 of the people are looking for an end of the season championship. We then went to, how would you describe your experience at end of the season championships in the past? The first question we asked was cost and value. The overwhelming response was that that was an average experience for most people, cost and value. Customer service was also average. Travel, also average. Production, the overwhelming response was above average. Scoring and placement was average. And the bid or credit process, the discount process, was overwhelmingly average. The ones that scored high and bad and below average were cost and value. That was the highest, with 16% saying that it was bad, 22% saying it's below average. So you have about 40% of the people saying that cost and value is poor. And then the bid and credit processes, discount processes to get you to qualify for those or get you discounts was also over 20% said that it was below average or just bad. The good things, good side of it, above average was production. Production was really the only overwhelming above average description of end of the season experiences. So our sixth question is, would you consider choosing an alternative to your current end of season championship option? This was kind of interesting to me because 83% of the respondents said yes. So 83% of the people said, yeah, they're still looking. They'll consider any option for end of the year championship. Only 6% said no. So that is interesting. A few others had other things to say depending on bids and credits and things like that. But over 80%, over 8 out of 10 of the coaches out there still looking for the end of the season championship. And I thought that that was pretty interesting because, you know, I know that a lot of times we say that you should, you know, set your season early. I hear this from coaches all the time. We set our season. This is where we're going. If we don't make it here, we're not going. Well, obviously, that's the minority because over 80% are still looking for their end of the season event and are still saying that they would weigh alternatives to their current path. So I thought that's encouraging to me because that means that coaches are out there looking for whatever experience might best benefit their kids and whatever experience might add most value to the parents. In other words, the cost, the value, the travel, and all that. If there are options out there that are better for their program and better for their kids, then they're able to make that change. And I think that is amazing. It's great that we see. I think that's new. That hasn't been the case over the years. And I think it's great that we have opportunities. And I think it's great that a lot of these coaches and gym owners are wisening up to the fact that, you know, you got to do what's best for your kids. And then if you're in business, you got to stay in business. You're a professional. You got to get paid to do this. So make those decisions that are best for your program, help grow your program, and also bring profit to your program so you can turn around and give back to your customers and clients. The seventh question is kind of a long one. In choosing an end of the season championship option for your program, what are the most important factors? Okay. The most important factor that we had, not a surprise to anyone, this was almost 80% above average or major factor, is cost. So that was at the top of almost everyone's list. The next highest one going down through here was really travel. And I know that a lot of the end of the year events are prohibitive to certain people across the countries. So that makes a lot of sense. And travel costs a lot of money and also takes time off of school, time off of work for parents, time out of the gym for coaches and gym owners. So that is not a really huge surprise. Another one is location. Same thing as travel. If it's closer to them and they can get to it and they can get reasonable hotel rooms, that was important to them. And these are coaches making these. Kind of at the bottom of the list is going to be rankings. That was surprising to me. you know, how they finished was, or how they went in, I guess, was kind of low. Some of the other important ones, and we'll go down each one of them. Cost was very high. Bids, and the bid process, about 60% said it was a major factor. Travel, but close to 80% said travel was. Date, about 70% of you said that the date was important. And I think that's interesting. We need to look at that as event producers and say, hey, what are the best dates? You know, are we conflicting with prom? Are we conflicting with finals? Are we conflicting with college tryouts? That amazes me how colleges can put their tryout any date, and sometimes they put it where the best athletes are discouraged from going because they're with their current teams that they've been with forever competing. Location, over 70%. Rankings was very low, with only about 30% of that saying it was above average factor. Awards, once again, were decently high, with a little over 60%, almost, well, 65, 66% saying awards were important, which is great. And, you know, I know that when you go to an end of the year championship, you want, if you win, you want to walk away with something great. Notoriety of event, I thought, might be higher. It was only about a little over 40% notoriety of event, which we all know some events have a little bit more recognition than others. And then athletes' wishes. These are the two that I kind of want to hit on. Athletes' wishes. I was thinking, because when we call and we talk to people, they, well, our kids say that they have to go to this end of the year event or they'll leave. Well, according to the coaches, that was below 50% think it's an above average factor. In fact, it's an average or below average factor more often. And then the parents' wishes was a little bit higher. When the parents' wishes go up to, let's see, 56% think it's an above average factor. Obviously, the parents are footing the bill, paying for it, paying for the travel a lot of the times in this. So, you know, I think it was interesting that the parents' wishes on where you finish your season outweighed those of the athletes. But I also was pretty interested in seeing that it wasn't a massive factor for most of these coaches, like we hear when we call around from the coaches and gym owners. So then we went to our eighth question. Have you heard about the Open Championship Series and the Open Championships for cheerleading and dance? That is, the Open Championships are our sponsor. It's a new way to compete. And they had one event last year at Universal Studios in Orlando, and now they have multiple events all over the country with a process to qualify for those events and receive bid credits as well as receive points. It's taken off this season, is really growing. Their goal is to add a way for a team to compete in an actual season where every event matters. As you compete more, you save money, you qualify higher, you build points for that end of the year championship. So, you know, this is a relatively new concept, but 75% of our respondents said yes, that they had heard about them. Only about 23% said no. So, the Open Championships, I think, is just a little bit different. It's not your typical, hey, go grab a bid at this event, and if you don't get one, all right, erase that event and go to this next event and grab a bid. Open Championships are going to award you bid credits at every single event you go to, whether you're a participant or whether you place top three, top two, or you are the champion. And those bid credits go up. So not only do they give bids, but they let you stack your bids, and you can build a season around it, and that means that every competition that you go to counts. So that's why we thought it was kind of important with a new whole process of end-of-the-year championships to explain that there is a new product out there, and there's something, or a new process, I should say, from the Open Championship Series. And then we finished up with the questions of the positions to try to determine, you know, who was responding to these questions. Overwhelming respondents obviously work with everyone. So most of the coaches out there, and we've learned this over the years, most of the coaches out there check that they do individual training, they do cheer recreational training, prep training, all-star training, school training, and then we had an overwhelming number of you that do college and university programs. And then the same thing in dance. If you're a dance coach, and we do have some overflow from cheer into dance that do both. But if you're a dance coach, you coached individual, recreation, studio, all-star, schools, and colleges and universities. So we got a great number of respondents, and we were excited about this survey because it kind of it reiterated some of the stuff that we did know about end-of-the-year championships and the thoughts on those. But it also highlights the changing attitude of the coaches saying, my team is first, my program is first in my mind. And no matter what anyone else is doing, I'm going to choose the best path, the most valuable path, the path that is going to provide the excellent experiences and education for my kids while providing value to their parents. And I think that that's super exciting. I hope that you learned something today. And if you haven't already checked out our sponsor with the Open Championship Series and the Open Championships, you might want to check them out. They're obviously 8 out of 10 of you are looking for great alternatives to end of the year championships. And the Open Championship Series has that. I know that this year they are giving away points, and you can follow yourself on a points race. You can self-qualify. They're matching bids to any other events. And then you can raise bid credits. The more you compete, the more bids you get. You can go to championships in Galveston, Texas, New Orleans. You can go to Orlando, obviously, with their international championship. They're also in Atlanta and Chicago. We're out on the West Coast. We're in Denver, up in the Northeast. There are multiple places that you can get to, so location is right there for you. And as far as prizes, they give the best prizes. You know, you have all of your traditional prizes with jackets and, you know, the jewelry that we give out. But you also are going to, our champions are going to be receiving free custom uniform packages from our partners up at Glitter Stars. And I don't know that anyone else is doing anything like that. And then they also offer fundraising packages. So if you don't get all your bid credits that you need or your points that you need to go to that event for free, they're going to allow you to convert it into a full paid bid by helping you fundraise in a super simple, easy way that's super successful and proven for you. So we hope that you check it out. Had to plug my sponsors there. But at the end of the day, you know, it's exciting to see so many of our coaches and gym owners are out there, and I call them growing up. I've been in this a long time and I've run a lot of programs. I think it's great to see that our coaches and gym owners are finally growing up and finally not letting, you know, corporate cheer tell you what to do. You're making your own decisions and your own choices, and you're making decisions that are best for your program. That's the most exciting thing, and the thing that I've been preaching for a few decades now. So once again, thank you for joining us on this special episode of World of Cheer podcast. We're going to be doing more surveys throughout, but if you have any ideas for surveys, you have any questions, comments, or you have any material that you want us to cover, make sure you reach out to us. We're the World of Cheer podcast, and we're on all social media outlets. Once again, thank you, and we'll see you next time on the World of Cheer podcast.